or colors, could cause a lot of excitement and adventure. But it did. As a result, we'll see what happened because young Terry Lee tried to help his friend, Pat Ryan. The clue of the color pencil message led Terry to the small Chinese River village of Shindig. Today, our transcribed adventure occurs in the Shindig Tavern, one of the toughest spots on the map. You see, Terry and Pat came here hoping to locate and rescue the famous Chinese magician, Dr. Fu Ling. Instead, they found themselves prisoners of Smiley, boss of the village and one of the Dragon Lady's men. We'll join this little group in just a moment. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. You know, if you like fun and excitement, if you enjoy having something different to show off to your friends, then you want to get your order in right now for a Big Stoop Rainbow Code Writer. This Code Writer is a very special pencil that writes in four different colors. It's exactly like the one old Big Stoop has been using in the show. Remember how he writes secret messages with it? With the color of the writing, expressing how he's feeling. And remember that swell trick you can do with a pencil and its cord? Well, the Code Writer you can get has all those special features. You can write with it in Dragon Lady Red or Burma Blue or Chinese Yellow or April Green. You can mystify your friends with that secret, clever cord trick. You can draw pictures and color maps. You can do every single thing that Big Stoop does. And how do you get this super special pencil? Why, it's easy, kids. It's easy as can be. All you need is two Libby's labels and a dime. The labels you want come from Libby's Tomato Juice, that swell-tasting, rich in vitamins tomato juice you've heard us tell about. So ask your mother right away to get two cans of Libby's fine tomato juice. Then take the labels off them, and on the back of one, print your full name and address. Send the labels with 10 cents to Terry in care of Libby's in Chicago, Illinois. That's all you need to do to get your Big Stoop Code Writer. So gather up your diamond labels right away. Two labels only from Libby's Grand Tomato Juice. Send them in with your full name and address to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Libby's is spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. Get your order in soon so you can have all the fun that's going with Big Stoop's Code Writing Rainbow Pencil. And now, Terry and the Pirates. It is late at night. Pat Ryan started out to locate Dr. Fu Ling in the village of Shindig. But now, Pat's a prisoner of Smiley, the Dragon Lady's agent. Pat tried to trick Smiley into thinking he was somebody else. It didn't work. And now, to make things worse, Terry Lee came to the Shindig Tavern. Smiley, the dangerous little crook, was on the job. And so he trapped Terry, too.
I've been looking through the tavern window for the last few minutes at you and your friend. Put the hands up, Ryan. Let's not have any fuss. You too, young fellow. There's no mistake this time. Pat Ryan and Terry Lee.
All right, Smiley. You win.
I'm sure I do. Hey, Jigger, come on in here.
And so with the help of Jigger, one of Smiley's men, Pat and Terry were forced into the kitchen part of the tavern. There, a trap door in the floor was raised.
Now, you lads can go down and think things over. I'm bringing them down, Jigger. Go ahead, Terry. You too, Ryan. Move on down the steps. Rain's made this place awfully damp. Hey, Jigger. It's bad for rheumatism down here. This cellar's bad for lots of things. Now, Jigger, we're going to tie our friends up for a while. There's a heavy trap door up above them, and when we put a mat over it, nobody will ever find them. Unless we say so.
While Pat and Terry suffer themselves to be tied up, let's join their ex-hoodlum friend, Slugger Dunn. The girl who she, together with Big Stoop, arrived in Yankuk. They explained the dangerous spot Pat was in. So now Slugger and Stooper, the giant Chinese, are on their way to Shindig. They have persuaded Smythe Heatherstone to drive his car over the rough, uneven, narrow road. The excitable Englishman has a few ideas of his own.
I say, Mr. Dunn, Don't you think we should have notified the police or the army or...
Now, look, Mr. Heatherstone. The less I have to do with the police, the better off I am.
I don't think I quite understand.
Well, me and the police haven't got the same kind of ideas together.
Ah, yes, but you're not back in the United States, you know. You're in China, what?
Look, coppers is coppers no matter where I am.
But if Mr. Ryan and Mr. Terry Lee are in some difficulty, we may need help.
Well, it's time enough to send for the law when we find out what's happened to them.
This village of Shindig, it has a very bad name, Mr. Dunn. Quite an evil spot, you know.
The tougher they are, the better I like it. I understand the main hangout in this shin-kickin'-burg we're going to is some kind of a tavern. So maybe we better go there and give it a gander, huh?
We can drive to the outskirts of the village, park the car, and walk. I don't like this night driving, you know.
Now, cheer up. As long as you got Slugger Dunn along, things is going to turn out all right. I hope. Shindig Tavern, huh? Don't seem to be nobody around. This is a 9 o'clock town, if you ask me.
Much too late, I fancy.
And the tavern is all shut up for the night. Can you imagine closing a joint like this at any time?
It's well past 3 o'clock in the morning, Mr. Dunn.
So it's 3 a.m. All the better to snoop around, my lad. Now then, let's take a look through the side window of this joint.
Very well. Come along, although this entire enterprise is not to my liking. See anything, Mr. Dunn?
Nah. I can't make out a thing inside. There's a dim light.
How about the door?
Well, that's sure to be locked. If this town is as tough as you say it is, then this place is locked up tight as a drum.
That's a bit of a light inside. Can't see much. But it doesn't look as though anyone's in there. I say, let's stop a moment and think this thing over, eh, what?
What's there to think about? We know Dr. Fu Ling sent a message to Pat Ryan. It was written in that four-color trick pencil. So Ryan and Terry hot-footed it out here and there's been trouble. So what's there to think about? Huh? What's the trouble, Snoop?
He's pointing in that direction.
Huh? You mean somebody's coming? I don't hear nothing.
Wait, I thought I heard... Yes, there is somebody coming down the road from that direction. I can see the glow of a cigarette.
Yeah, I see it now, too.
Let's get out of sight.
Okay, come on, this way. Around the corner of the tavern. And lift those gunboats, stupor.
Who is it?
I don't know. But he's going into this tavern. Shh. Here he comes. Who do you suppose that guy was?
I don't like this business, Mr. Dunn. I call it snooping of the worst sort.
Uh-huh. Let's step back on the porch again and take a good snoop. He's using a flashlight. Going into the back room.
That must be the kitchen.
Yeah, and there must be another window where we can get a better look. Maybe around in the back of the place, huh? Come on, Stooper, pick up your dogs. Let's go with as little noise as convenient. Now you can see into the room. There he is in the kitchen.
Wonder who that chap is.
If he'd only turn that flashlight on his own mug, maybe we could recognize him. He's pointing the light on the floor. He's kicking back a rug.
It's a trap door. That's what it is.
Now, what kind of a guy would be raising a trap door at this hour? I know if I was doing it, I wouldn't be up to no good.
He switched on a light. It's shining at him from down in the cellar.
Say, he's a little run, ain't he? Seems to be smiling at something. Now he's going down the steps.
Say, do you think all this is any of our business, Mr. Dunn? I say...
Now, look, partner. We know Pat Ryan and Terry are in this village someplace. Maybe this is where we'll find Dr. Fu Ling. Yeah, we may even run into the Dragon Lady. Only I hope not.
True enough. But we're practically single-handed.
We're not single-handed. You got a gun and so have I. And we got Big Stoop with us, too. As for me... Well, I'm going to find out what's cooking down in that cellar.
But can we get inside the tavern without being heard?
We can if we leave Big Stoop outside. You hear that, Stoop? You wait here and don't make no noise, see? Come on, Mr. Smythe Heatherstone. We both got guns and that front door ain't locked. Not now, it ain't.
Very well, then. Lead the way. But I say, do let's be quiet.
It's open. Come on in. You know, when it comes to breaking in places and not making no noise, I get the gold star, see? Now, you just wait here in the dark. I'll mosey into that back room and take a look down into that cellar. You keep watch up here, see?
Ryan, I've taken your gag off because I have news for you and your friend Terry, too. Plus all, this will teach you not to go fooling around with things that don't concern you.
Before you start talking, I think Terry and I could do with a drink of water. I'm bound and gagged here for over 2 hours.
We'll take care of that later. Right now, I want you to know that Dr. Fooling is no longer in Shindig, so you can forget him. You can forget the idea of the messages written in four-color pencil. You get no more of them.
And what about Terry and me?
Yes. Well, I get orders about you men later on.
And I've got orders now. Reach, brother, quick. Not for a rod. It ain't a healthy kind of exercise. Say, I never felt so much at home in my life.
Slugger, how'd you ever find us? How did you...
Howdy, Mr. Ryan. Hello, Terry. What's this rabbit's name?
He's called Smiley.
Well, Smiley, I know it ain't nice to drop in on people uninvited, but my social training is limited, see? Got him back over against the wall. Away from everything. That's right. Now, I'll just step in and borrow your little widowmaker. So you won't shoot yourself with it, see? Boy, this gun of yours is as big as you are.
Who are you and what?
Me? I am a victim of my own conscience. Yep. I kept worrying about Ryan and Terry, so I just had to come here.
But Slugger, how did you know? Did who she tell you about me?
I talked to her back in Yankook, but you know how women are. I didn't learn nothing. Now, Smiley, keep looking at that wall. I'll get these cords off your wrist, Mr. Ryan, and then maybe you can...
I can manage with my ankles. I'll get that gag out of Terry's mouth.
Lucky I decided to come and visit this home-like little tavern, huh?
What's all this going to get you?
It's going to get me out of here with my friends, chum. As soon as I untie these granny knots on these lads...
Yes, Smiley, and not only that, but you're going to tell me where Dr. Fooling is.
Don't be too sure. A lot of things going to happen before you get clear of this place.
That's right. A lot of things can happen as long as our friends hang around this river town trying to locate Dr. Fooling. One of those surprising, adventurous things are going to happen tomorrow. And I'll tell you what I mean in just a moment. You know, kids, I've been urging you to send at once for your big stoop code writer. And here's the reason. This wonderful offer closes at midnight, April 25th. Now, April 25th is Saturday, this coming Saturday. So you can see you haven't much time. That's why I urge you to ask your mother to get 2 cans of Libby's Fine Tomato Juice. You'll need 2 labels from that grand juice to send in for your code-writing rainbow pencil. Just 2 labels from Libby's Tomato Juice and 10 cents, that's all you need, to get the most amazing, sensationally different pencil you ever saw. A pencil that writes in 4 different colors. A wonder pencil with a special secret trick. So get those 2 Libby's Tomato Juice labels right away. Mail them with a dime and your full name and address to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Believe me, you'll be sorry if you don't get a big stoop rainbow code writer. And the offer's almost over. So send at once to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. You know, I sure hope every one of you boys and girls bought a U.S. savings stamp today. Every 10-cent stamp helps bring victory. Slugger done to the rescue, yes, but let's not forget that Mr. Smythe Heatherstone is still on guard in the room above the cellar. But Smiley, the Dragon Lady's little dangerous double-crosser, well, he too has a few pals around. In tomorrow's transcribed adventure, we can expect some surprising action.